Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:06. If you've ever tried to teach your mom or dad some new technology, you know, it's difficult. And often they're resistant. I don't need to know that. What? And right up until they need to know it. And I would just like to say a special thank you to DeJesus. She's part of our AP team. They're our assistant producers. Brandon and Nicole are our Bryn's assistants, as he's our new producer on the show. And, you know, I'm an old dog, and she is really laying things out simply for me. And I'm just like, okay, can you write that down for me?
What are you learning about?
We're figuring out how we are going to communicate information to each other and how I'm, because my problem is I don't want to print everything. And actually, going forward, here's another benefit that might come from this. We use a ream of paper a day.
Yeah, maybe
easily.
We can start doing this.
Maybe we can start doing this. Mm-hmm. Because my thing has always, remember I was telling you I have an idea for an app and it's just for radio people. And it's how to sort through all the news and all the myriad things that come to us each day and arrange them into how we want our break to look. Here's my 6 o'clock hour. Here's my 7 o'clock hour. So we're working on ways to make that happen that I can slot things in. And
we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
But she's having to be very patient with her mom, me.
Yeah.
And
doing great.
Yeah. Thanks. You're the best. But it's just so funny because even now she's just like, and even her young eyes, I was like, can you tell me how much time is left in the studio? And she goes, a minute and a half. I'm like, okay, great, because that's a blur in the background for me. So thanks, DeJesus. I do appreciate it. Okay, do I have anything to give away here? It doesn't look like it. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. Boy, that soldier's on. There's new episodes every Monday. I want to say this coming Monday, Hooman is a guest on the Johnny Mosley pod.
That's right. Tells you the most anticipated movies of this year for him.
Whatever. We call it a Hooman hijack because he comes in and just takes over. So if you've been missing
the Hooman show will be on.
The Johnny and Hooman show.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
Or probably more likely the
Hooman
and Johnny show.
Yeah.
Hooman co-starring. Second billing, way down, Johnny Mosley. But new Johnny Mosley podcast at radio.com, radioalice.com, and they happen every Monday. And speaking of radio.com, you know, we plan to continue to be here for you. Our company, like many others, is telling everyone, you're not coming into work anymore, or as few of you as possible, and they want everyone to work from home. And so we're busy making those adjustments. And starting, I believe, next week, what I'm saying is, radio.com, if that's where you listen to us, your regular radio, we're still going to be there. And we hope that you'll as you're bored at home, working from home, you'll be able to keep listening
to us.
Here's
a text. Hey, you guys, I have to text and thank you for what you said about being here for us. This is scary enough, and you guys are a big part of my morning.
Oh.
Another 415. Thank you for staying on the air. We need you to help anchor the bit of normal we can scrap together. I've listened from the beginning and need y'all in my daily life. Thank you.
That is very, I'm glad to hear it because that's what I feel like. I mean, to me, that's part of the role of this job is to be part of people's routines. And
one of the trips about doing this job, and I've done it since since I'm 19.
Right.
No, 21 is when I started doing radio. I was doing surf reports a little bit at 19. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, the point is, it's interesting what people will remember about your public life.
Right.
And often people have come to me and said, I was listening when the planes hit the building in New York City. Yeah. And that's one of the ones where you just go, well, I'm partly embarrassed because I had no idea what was happening.
Well, no one and did. Yet, and we all found it out together. And I have to say, Vinny, because that happened as we were getting on the air that mm-hmm. day. And that is, it's funny in that we've done a million shows together. And the mm-hmm. beginning of each show, I can remember 12 of them, you know.
Right.
And that's obviously one of them. So that's like that's a shared memory. And anybody who went through it with us, we went through it with you too. Like it was, you know, and actually it's funny that you bring up 9/11 again, because honestly, the level, the heightened, this will be a morning that I remember, you know, as we figured out how to deal with this. Obviously, 9/11 was an American thing and it was a pretty specific thing, mm-hmm. Although the unfounded fears began to run wild. So I guess there's that similarity with this, but it's, you know, it's just sort of a whole nother reality. You get this sort of surreal, heightened awareness of everything that's happening and what you're doing and what other people are doing. So it is. It's a weird, and we're all going through it together.
We're
going
to stay on, and we'll most definitely yep. get to a more normal place in terms of our daily broadcasts. There's only so much of this coronavirus taught right now. It's very new, and we're trying to make sure
it's
you
all
get
there
the
is.
Info. But we will continue to at least make sure you have the info you need
yep.
right here, live,
yep.
daily.
As much as we can. We're not your hard news place, but we'll give you, you know, our thoughts. And we want yours, too. We'll still be able to get texts and everything, right? You'll be here, Brinny?
Yep.
Or somebody will be.
Yep.
Yep. Can yep. send those off. So we'll still be able
you
to
know,
hear
I
from
you.
You
know, I can give you my login stuff, too. You can probably pull it up on your computer.
Well, Vinny will. Yeah, Vinny will want to do that, right?
Or I could just give you it through Google
yeah,
Docs
you can,
or something.
You can cut and paste and we'll
we
figure
so
it out.
Have so many different ways to do this.
I know. Right. Actually, this is as good a time as any in the history of the internet and radio for us to be able to work from home. I mean, at least we'll be in constant contact with each other. Okay, I will have to look. We're going to be in quarantine soon. I'm going to be watching plenty of stuff on TV. Vinny, what's coming up?
A bunch of stuff all after
right.
these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.